Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is going to kick off with the slightest of losses this morning, according to the futures. At least they're saying that the ASX 200 should be down by around 4 points when we get underway later on this morning. It's a reflection of what ultimately ended to being a downbeat session as far as Wall Street was concerned last night. Arguably, one of the features of the week in that there was the March inflation report released at the consumer level. And then on top of that, we had the minutes from the last FOMC policy setting meeting that was held late March in the midst of the US banking crisis. So a lot to unpick for investors, but sellers ultimately got the better end of the stick. And there was a more cautious note that ensued as we head into the final session of the week. So just to unpick the inflation numbers, these were largely in line with the market's expectations. So depending on how you look at it, the headline rate came in at 5%. So that was just below the 5.2% rate that the market was looking for. Significantly, this was the ninth consecutive decline in terms of the headline rate. The measure is now the lowest since May of 2021. And it's quite way off the peak that we saw in June of last year at 9.1%. So that's all looking quite positive. Probably the blemish came, if you like, in the form of the core number. So that saw a little bit of a bump higher from the 5.5 level seen last month at 5.6. If you were to look over the course of the last 4 months, the core rate has essentially been on average at 5.6%. So not seeing a deviation from that was important, and we're still around that 14-month low for the core level as far as the measure is concerned. So that's important. That largely was free of event and was regarded as being quite good news as far as the markets were concerned. The sticking point came with the release of the FOMC minutes. So within this, there was obviously a wide-ranging discussion given the challenges in the bank space. There was a recognition of a shallow recession being likely. And then on top of that, there was the discussion around a continued rate hikes. 0.5% was mooted in some quarters. All of this was not what the markets were wanting to hear of. They were wanting to hear that potentially everything that was going on might warrant a more cautious approach to raising rates. The Fed's mindset, however, is that they've got the tools to manage a banking crisis, they've got the tools to manage the inflation challenge, and that rate hikes are likely to be a part of the near to medium term. And that's what got the markets a little bit riled. So as a result, that discussion around the prospect of a recession, albeit a shallow one, saw long and short-term interest rates fall. So 2-year Treasury notes down by about 6 basis points, 10 years down by around 3 basis points. And it also put a weight on stocks. So we saw a pretty decent retreat for the S&P 500 from its peak to its trough, down by well over 1%. The index finished down by around 0.4%. The Dow Jones down by 1/10, and the NASDAQ down by around 0.9%. That's probably the interesting part of the equation, is that notwithstanding the fall in long and short-term interest rates for that matter, we saw tech stocks underperform, but they have been actually doing quite well over the course of recent sessions, so you can explain it away in those terms, but still a rotation into industrial names out of technology. So Amazon, Tesla, Nvidia, all of those stocks down in the order of 2-3%, but your marquee industrial names doing quite well. Estee Lauder, we had Deere, and we also had a range of other organizations up in the order of around 1-2% that fall into that catchment as far as better blue chip industrials are concerned. One thing that has stood out in recent times is the focus on Chinese stocks in the US trade. And last night, there was decline for Chinese technology names on reports that the Chinese regulator is going to be cracking down on the use of AI technology. So you said, had Alibaba shares down by around 3%. JD.com was down by around 4%. European markets were generally in positive territory, although well off their best levels of the session, which followed the release of those accommodating inflation numbers. We had some European central bank officials running around talking about about the need for higher rates still. That also wasn't helpful. So the FTSE up by a half, the French market up 0.1, the German DAX up by a third, and the Stoxx 600 index up by around 0.1%. So looking ahead today, obviously the unemployment numbers for the month of March are very important in terms of our own calibrations around interest rates. The market's expectations are for a 20,000 increase where employment is concerned, and for the unemployment rate just to bump up from 3.5% to 3.6%. So bearing in mind, we saw strong job creation in February, 64,000 jobs were added to the economy that month. And if we see a strong number today, that discussion around a pause obviously is going to be impacted by that. So it's almost a case of wanting to see some a tick up in the unemployment rate and perhaps some more anemic jobs growth figures to help out on that front. Our belief is that we'll still see a 0.25% rate hike next month. Elsewhere, the other impact of those falling interest rates and that discussion around the recession saw a moderation in the US dollar last night. And that is really the main factor that has been supportive as far as commodity prices have been concerned, as far as metals and oil are concerned. So bear that in mind. It's not a reflection of any sort of bullish outlook for the underlying, if you like. So the Aussie dollar has actually had a pretty decent run thanks to a 0.2% decline for the US dollar index overnight. So the Aussie dollar having traded as low as 66.5 US cents overnight, trading closer to 67.2 US cents at its best levels of the overnight session. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.